scout at heart. So watching these guys who are scouts and myself have kind of followed throughout the fall, you know, seeing them line up against each other. That first day is just, I mean, it's just a lot of fun watching guys compete. You just watch, and you know, I mean, we've followed these guys, a lot of these guys, for 2 and 3 years, and you've graded them and you've written them. Now it's a test, you know. I mean, these guys are here to compete, and you want to see, you know, who rises to the top. So that's the fun part of it. You don't want to jump to too many conclusions because it is an all-star setting, and you know, some guys may get nervous from that standpoint, or they're uncomfortable in this. In this setting, it's a new setting for a lot of these guys. But I think what you want to see for the most part is how guys compete. You know, for a lot of these guys, you know, small school guys that are here, and the evaluation process is for them very important, because now there's no more excuses. You're now playing against the best of the best and guys that you're going to see on Sunday. So it's so during the fall, it's like, okay, well, I don't really know who he's playing against, so need to see him more, you know, in a setting like this. So for small school guys, it's really important. But just for everyone in general, I mean, our scouts have done a great job throughout the fall of going to these guys' schools, evaluating them, you know, interviewing their coaches. And now we get a chance to see them, you know, against the best of the best. For sure, running back, and there's a lot of good players there, both seniors and juniors. But I think what's rare is that this class would be good even without the juniors who are coming out. So tight ends, particularly strong this year. Defensive backs, another strong area. You know, you want to see who competes and who doesn't. You know, who shines and who doesn't. So, and it's not the end-all, be-all. If they don't perform well here, there's other venues that they combine. There's, you know, interviews at our place that we'll have guys come up. So, you know, it's just a part of the process. I can't believe I have 17 years now in the league, and I mean, I started when I was a baby. So, but, yeah, it flies by. And, you know, after a disappointing season, I guess, you know, we started off so hot and then kind of faltered towards the end and being 8-8. And so it just, you know, you start to look at yourself and say, okay, what can I do better? You know, how can I improve the team? I think each guy in our department takes the onus on themselves and says, okay, let's improve the team. How can we do that? How can we be better? I mean, we suffered a rash of injuries that I don't know that's ever happened, you know, in terms of, you know, losing your quarterback the week before the season starts, and the number of offensive linemen we lost, and, you know, offensive coordinator lead. I mean, it's just, you know, we just hit with a lot of adversity. And to be 8-8, I think, you know, it was a testament to Coach Zimmer and his staff and what they did and keeping guys together. So, you know, you just try and build on it.